Nolte, Gavin Newsom's podcast backfires with California voters. By John Nolte on March 17, 2025. Failed Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, recently launched a high-profile podcast and the response from voters can only be described as a backlash. CA120 surveyed 1,000 California voters specifically about Newsom's podcast with Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Overall, the numbers were not good for Newsom, a 2028 presidential wannabe. Only 24% of those surveyed said the podcast helped them see Newsom as more moderate, while 17% said it made them less likely to see him as a moderate. A majority of 59% said it made no difference. Only 13% of those surveyed said the podcast improved their perception of Newsom, while 26% said it harmed their perception. That's negative 13 points on that question. A majority of 58% said nothing changed in their perception. Prior to the podcast, Newsom somehow had a 52% favorable to 48% unfavorable rating with Golden State voters. After the podcast, that number dipped a net 10 points to just 47% favorable. His very favorable rating tanked from 25% to 18%. Among liberals, the podcast dropped Newsom's favorability rating from 46% to 30%, a 16-point collapse. Only 1 in 5 of those who heard Newsom's podcast said they wanted to tune into future episodes. This polling does not take into account the reaction to Newsom hosting former White House advisor Steve Bannon, which resulted in an even bigger backlash among such high-profile Democrats as Oscar winner Jane Fonda. Like the National Democrat Party and the legacy media, Newsom has painted himself into a corner where the only way to survive is through fealty to the 20% of hard leftists that make up the left's base of activist and financial support. Democrats like Newsom and fake news outlets like CNN, NBC, The Washington Post, and The New York Times cannot survive without the support of that 20%, which is why they are forced to take the 20% side on common sense issues where 80% of the public agree: border enforcement, flying gang members out of the country, expelling foreign radicals who paralyze universities, removing men from women's sports and private spaces, cheap energy, law and order, etc. Newsom cannot moderate without killing his chances of winning the 2028 Democrat presidential primary. In the same way, CNN and The Washington Post cannot moderate without their customer base dropping to zero. With all their lies and lunacy in support of things like open borders and this transsexual nonsense, Newsom, Democrats, and the corporate media have alienated all the normal people, probably forever. So that 20% is all they've got. Democrats are trapped and cornered, and it is glorious. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.